A young woman was in the West End this week doing research on the history of Sawbill Lodge. Her name is Jennifer Case, and she's the granddaughter of Chuck and Helen Case, who operated Sawbill Lodge in the mid-1970s. Helen ran the lodge while Chuck continued his work as an executive for the telephone company. I believe it was Bell Telephone in those days, in the Twin Cities. Their dream was for Chuck to take early retirement, so he and Helen could concentrate on the lodge full-time. After a few years, Chuck was offered a promotion that took the family to London, and the Cases decided to let the lodge go. Jennifer reports that Sawbill Lodge is still a big part of her family's history and has caught her interest, even though she was born long after the lodge was torn down and returned to nature. It just shows how the resort lifestyle gets in your blood, in spite of the fact that the reality of resort ownership is mostly hard, dirty, and repetitive work over long, long hours. The torrential rain and flooding that occurred a couple of weeks ago is very likely another of the many changes that we're seeing here in the West End due to climate change. We can add it to an ever-growing list that includes hotter summers, warmer winters, decline of the moose population, disappearance of many frog species, die-off of birch trees, frequent spikes in extreme fire danger, and so on. Patty Johnson, who's a fire behavior expert with the U.S. Forest Service, stopped by the other day on her way out on a personal canoe trip. She mentioned, somewhat ironically given the recent wet weather, that climatologists are saying that periods of extremely dry weather are likely the new normal. The fierce wildfires that are burning in Colorado right now are a good example of what we need to worry about. In my opinion, if you live in the woods, you're crazy if you don't have a sprinkler system to protect your home or business. Jim Wienanen, director of Cook County Emergency Services, has been working hard to line up another FEMA grant to help home and business owners install what are known as FireWise sprinkler systems. The grant hasn't come through yet, but Jim is confident that it will be announced soon. This is government at its best because it is much, much cheaper to pay upfront for prevention than to pay for reconstruction after a disaster. The North Shore Stewardship Association, located at Sugarloaf Landing just west of Schroeder, is offering movie night every Friday. They're showing good movies that you probably wouldn't normally see, and the setting at the Sugarloaf Interpretive Center is, of course, beautiful. On Friday, July 6th, they're showing Mad City Chickens, an entertaining and funny documentary about the urban chicken-raising movement in Madison, Wisconsin. The following Friday, July 13th, the movie is Play Again, a look at the nature deficit disorder, which is what afflicts America's children, who now spend between 5 and 15 hours a day looking at screens, instead of playing outside and learning to enjoy the natural world. The North Shore Stewardship Association is also sponsoring an outdoor photography workshop on Saturday, July 14th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Interpretive Center, just off Highway 61 west of Schroeder. Photographer Chris Sandberg will present the two-hour class, which focuses on finding and capturing outdoor scenes and presenting them in the best way possible. You can call Molly at 218-525-0001 for more information and starting times. Don't forget about the fabulous Tofty 4th of July celebration, one of America's great small-town Independence Day events. It all starts with the 33rd annual Tofty Trek 10K Wilderness Run and Walk. Registration opens at 7:45 a.m., with the 10K walk starting at 9 a.m., kids race at 9:05, the 1 mile race at 9:20, and the 10K run at 9:30. The festival at the lovely Tofty Town Park starts at 11 a.m. and runs through 5 p.m. with kids games, local crafts, food booths, beer garden, and live music featuring Tofty's own Eric Frost, the Sensational Hot Rods, a 50s tribute band, San Francisco jazz musician Johnny Smith, the drum group Yabobo, and the Cook County High School Band. The high school band will also be featured in this year's parade, which starts at 2 p.m. along the old highway in downtown Tofty. There's a spaghetti dinner at the Lutheran Church from 5 to 7 p.m., and last but not least, the spectacular fireworks display over the lake, starting at full dark around 10 p.m. I remember one year, many years ago, when there was a spectacular lightning display over the lake and vivid northern lights directly overhead while the fireworks were being shot off. We can only hope for a repeat of that memorable performance. As always, be there or be square. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.